friend. Welcome to Claiming Simplicity Podcast. I'm your host, Monica H. Baker. Are you feeling tired and overwhelmed as a mom working paycheck to paycheck, wanting to get out of debt and enjoy your family? I was too. And I realized if I was going to put God and family first, I had to stop spending all of my time at work. So I created a simplified life plan that allowed me to get out of debt, scale back my career, and still be able to live fruitfully. But with more purpose and time than ever before, and I never looked back. Inside this podcast, you will learn how to simplify your home and finances, learn simple routines, personal development, and connect your faith. I'm so grateful you're here. If you're ready to create a simplified life that you dreamed of, you are in the right place. Hello, hello. I'm so thankful you're here. We are having this huge snowstorm in Minnesota, and it started yesterday in the morning, and I typically don't record my episodes on the same day that I release them, but I am this week because last week was really full. Anyways, we're having a snowstorm, and so we didn't go anywhere yesterday. We won't go anywhere today, and I love snowstorms for that because it makes you stay at home. And as full as our schedules are, I love having to just stay still sometimes. And so one of my daughters made lemon cookies. One of them made toaster strudels, which, by the way, I threw the recipe away. It was very time consuming. It was very good, they said. They said it tasted like donuts. However, all of the jam leaked out when we baked them, or when she baked them. And I only made six. To me, that just does not make sense at all. I like to keep everything simple. Another thing we did yesterday was make some macaroni noodles and some twist noodles with an attachment we have for the KitchenAid. And that too, it was very time consuming. So if I did that again, I would make sure that we have a whole day and just make a lot of noodles because to me, that was a lot of time. Now, when I make my egg noodles, they don't take as long, and the spaghetti noodles, as this did. It seemed like they just came out of the machine kind of slow. So, anyways, we're excited to try them. They were drying overnight, and we'll see how they taste. I'll have to let you know. If you join our group, our homesteading group, you will see how they came out of the machine, and then I have a couple videos on what they look like, so I would love to see you there. Anyways, I am late in getting my seed started this year, but I guess better late than never. We've had so many things going on and so many appointments, and typically we don't plant until after Memorial Day here, but this year it might be a little earlier. I don't know. I think it'll be earlier, but now that we have the snow, I think the snow will melt quickly. But they were predicting up to 31 inches, but we definitely didn't get that. So it'll probably melt quickly, but I thought I better get my seeds started. We have to start plants before we plant outside for most of the varieties, just because we only have a 3-month season where we're at. And we don't have a greenhouse or any way to grow them longer, so I might actually have to purchase a tower garden before winter, just so we can have fresh greens all year. Some of my friends grow year-round that way. I would love to know where you are from and what you plant in your garden. Send me a message and let me know, or join our group. I know you want to be doing all the homesteading things you see on Instagram and social media, but the truth is, friend, you are going to get burnt out trying to do it all. I want you to stop and think about what is important in your life. I know that when my kids were young, there was no way I would have been able to do all the things that I do now. Because now they're teenagers and they're able to help out and they're also independent. And that makes a big difference. Littles need so much more time from you. So enjoy them while you can. They grow way too quick. And when they're little, let them help you. It's so great for them to learn the skills and just be patient because everything takes a lot longer. I remember when my kids were little and they always wanted to help with the dishes and I was thinking, oh no, it takes so much extra time because it's so messy and they take longer, but I let them do it because that just teaches them responsibility and eventually they don't want to do the dishes. So I would always have to rewash the dishes after they did them, but it was good for them and they feel like they're helping out too. I'm so excited to be creating a program for you so that you can learn how to do some of the homesteading skills you want to learn without feeling overwhelmed and stressed out. I want this to be a sustainable lifestyle for you. If you haven't already, join the waitlist at the link below so you get first dibs on the discounts I offer to my email subscribers only. Everything I teach is simple, and it's not going to be the noodles. And whether you work full-time or busy full-time mom, you will be able to learn step-by-step just how simple it is. First, you need to take an inventory of where you are spending your time. It might be shocking to you where you may be wasting time. I really encourage you to be tracking this for a week or two. If you don't pay attention, days, weeks, months, and then years are going to pass you by, and you're going to say, I wish I would have done this or that, and you can't get that time back. Next, if you want to stop feeling overwhelmed, you need to focus on one thing first and then build on that. Only take on what you feel is simple and doesn't cause you stress. If you're getting frustrated making sourdough bread, then just make some homemade bread with yeast. You don't have to do what everyone else is doing. Regular bread is so easy. Just by taking that one step, you will be improving your family's health. It doesn't need to be sourdough. I do enjoy doing sourdough, but I do not do anything difficult, so I only do the simple things. Once you're in a routine of that every day or every month, then add one more simple skill. Maybe you decide to make all your hand soap. Remember, it's just as important to change the ingredients you're using on your skin as the food you're eating. It doesn't make sense to eat healthy if you're putting toxins on the largest organ of your body. You have to think about natural living as a whole. If you change everything right away, you are most likely to fail. So little by little, there is no hurry. You just have to do something. And lastly, build your community of like-minded people. If you don't have any people around you, then find your people online. Living in a town of 500 people, I understand this completely. Trying to explain to people that you're a podcaster or you have an online business is foreign to them. And they can't fathom making money without going to a physical job to trade hours for dollars. And as nice as it is to live in the middle of nowhere, it's so beneficial to have a tribe with similar values online too. We are really, really grateful to be surrounded by a community of homesteaders that we hang out with often, but sometimes it's hard to find your people locally. You need to find your people, and you will feel less overwhelmed when you can really find the people you resonate with, and you can bounce ideas off and do this together. Even online, I make sure that if I'm watching or following someone, they are aligned with my values and my Christian faith. I just heard somebody recently say that they thought they hung out with all Christians until they became one, and then they realized that the ones that they thought were Christians really were not. I could relate to this so much. I remember somebody telling me years ago that just be a good person and you'll go to heaven. That's not correct at all. You have to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and it doesn't matter what you've done. Jesus loves us all, and He wants to have a relationship with you. If you have any questions about this, please email me. I would love to chat. I really want to help you become somewhat self-sufficient without the overwhelm. I hope to see you in the group, and we'll chat soon. Have a great week.